ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content.
The headlines this week.
Special guest Lloyd Langford puts his holiday snaps online and his feet go viral amongst feet perverts.
Woman with world's largest mouth awarded Guinness World Record for 6.52 centimetre gob.
Which, even having done the show, I still don't understand because that sounds really small. Mum branded cheeky cow after telling woman her dog was pooing everywhere.
Barry's dog, Alan, gets heckled by a passing Frenchman whilst having a poo.
Horrific.
Who was having the poo? Alan, or the Frenchman, or Barry?
Find out. Carry on listening and find out.
Find out.
Drunk eBay shopper mortified when obscene rude purchase arrives next day.
And the Froth team discuss the best way to dispose of an unwanted obscene rude purchase.
And those are the headlines. Right, episode 42, series 4, episode 42 of The Froth. Coming up in a minute, welcome Sean Harris, present.
Hello.
Barry Castagnola, present.
Present. Hello.
I probably shouldn't say present. It's your job to say present, isn't it? I just say...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's like you're confirming it.
It's like
this
you
is a true roll call. I just say Sean Harris. No, present.
Present.
It's quicker if I do, isn't it?
I used to go, I'm up. I'm up.
Sean Harris.
I'm up.
I don't know what you're doing. Barry Castagnola?
Yes, miss. I can't remember what we said at school. We didn't
Doesn't
say present.
Matter.
In the
Amma.
Register. I'm here.
I don't... Oh, Amma is
it's
here in Welsh.
It's Welsh for here.
What did you used to say in school?
I think yes, miss. I think. I'm sure we just went yes, miss. Yes.
Roderick Gilbert. Yes, miss.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't say present, present, would you?
No, that's
here?
Old school.
Wasn't it here, miss? Here.
Very old school, very military.
Here.
Yeah. Anyway, look, the point
here
is...
We're here.
All we're doing was establishing the three of us are here.
We've established that we've all had...
I knew you were here anyway, I could see you.
No, we can't.
So, Lloyd Langford coming on the show in a minute, special guest. We'll be hearing from him over in Australia. Before we do that, anyone got any news?
I've been filming all week, filming the sketches.
You have been filming all week, yep. You haven't been here all week. I've
no,
missed
I know,
you.
I haven't. Oh, have you?
I've missed you, yes. But now you're present, Emma.
Yeah. I've been filming all week and I haven't filmed for over a year, so it was really weird. But it was brilliant. It was great.
What have you been filming?
Comedy sketches for S4C called Or Diwedd, which will be on over Christmas on BBC iPlayer.
Watch out for that.
What does that word
what
mean?
What do you mean?
Christmas?
Or Diwedd. It means finally. It's kind of a review of the year.
Gotcha.
It's like the end, isn't it? The end of the year
the
or something.
Or do it, that means finally.
Oh, finally. I don't know why.
Finally.
I don't know why I tried to help you out with that.
With my own language.
You know what it means. It's like an end of year review.
Yes, like Charlie Brooker's screen wipe.
Isn't it? That's what it is. Yeah. Barry, what are you up to?
What have I been doing? I've been doing a few gigs and also just finishing off on a couple of short films that we made actually that were just.
That's exciting.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we've got a couple of screenings coming up. So, yeah, we're just getting
those. Screenings?
Can we come?
Yeah, can we dress up, Barry, and come on the red carpet?
Can I show a bit of leg?
Yeah, more than one. Show some leg.
Just this one.
Ooh, can I show a bit of.
Yeah, as long as it's the left one.
Can I show a bit more than that?
My good leg.
No, keep it to yourself.
Can I walk down the red carpet and pull my trousers and pants down?
Just walk down with your trousers and pants down, stumbling.
Can I get shit-faced, pull my trousers and pants down, stagger down the red carpet?
We all know that's going
to
happen anyway.
So you can show me the way to go home.
But that'll be more entertaining than both films.
Well, Barry, don't do yourself a disservice.
Don't say that, Barry. They're your films.
No, yes. I know. But that'll be pretty good to see, though. You walking down the red carpet and then taking off your pants. Drunk, taking off your trousers and pants.
It would get the press, though.
It's like when a video on YouTube, like, people craft over stuff and then a cat opening the door gets millions more views. Like, you can't, certain things you can't talk.
What am I up to, I hear you ask. I am on tour. I am still on tour. The Book of John tour rolls on. I've got my dates here. Here I am. I'm in Dunstable on the 3rd of November. Woo. I think that's tomorrow, actually. Well, if you're listening to this on when it goes out on the 2nd.
It will have been.
It's probably been. Forget that one. Bristol on the 7th of November. Canterbury the 8th of November. Southend the 14th of November. Of course, if you're listening after those dates, all of those will have been.
Yep.
Absolutely pointless.
But they were brilliant, probably.
They were probably
yeah,
all...
Yeah, you really missed out.
Yeah, they all went really, really well, and you missed out, you sucker. Now then, still, you can catch me with my trousers and pants down on the red carpet coming up on Discovery Channel. Let's get our special guest on this week. It is the one, the only, weighing in at 13 stone-ish... with massive feet and a big old jaw, all the way from the Antipodes. It's Lloyd Langford!
Woo! Lloyd!
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Lloyd. That is... Now, last time we saw you, you were in a horrific spare room that was like something off... that looked like something off Tenko. Bare walls.
Where are you now?
Cherry
bare walls, darkened room, no lighting, no decoration, no colour in it.
Nah.
This is a different ballgame. You've got potted plants. I can see French doors.
Colours.
Bookshelves. I mean, there's literally nothing on the walls to sort of distract you, which is good. Alan, will you stop walking through all the cables?
We have a special guest today.
Alan, you may have heard about on this podcast, who is Barry's absolutely enormous dog, is decided that the best idea to do during the podcast is to try and walk round and round the table where all the cables are hanging down. And Alan, I'm not going to lie to you, Barry, is fucking clumsy.
Yeah, it looks a bit like a BBC training video, like when you have to do a health and safety course.
Well,
BBC.
Like when the elephant did a poop in the studio.
It is like Blue Peter.
Have you guys noticed that chit chat since lockdown has become more awkward? I ask people things that I don't care about.
Talking of which, I'd like to, this is a prime opportunity just to ask you about this, Sian.
Yeah.
Hang on, Lloyd, we'll be with you over there in Australia.
Helen, my partner and I came down so we could come and have a few days down here and spend a bit of time doing the podcast
in Wales.
So we get down here around the same time last night. We get down about half 10, quarter to 11, something
really
like
late,
that.
Wasn't it? It was
so we have a little catch up last night, and then we're off to bed quite tired. And then see a tweet from Sian almost immediately after we left. Is anyone else finding it a bit awkward socialising? I mean, we literally had just left her. Yeah. When this tweet kept...
And she didn't even choose to say that to me, her husband, when you went off to bed last night, you and Helen. I stayed here with you, and you were on Twitter, how awkward it is.
But it wasn't necessarily about you guys. It's just general.
I was sat here, and you couldn't even fucking socialise with me.
But when I go to the shop, I'm like... I don't know what to say. I think it's the math.
Well, just decide what you want. Take a list. What's wrong with you?
I think I've lost the art of conversation. It's nothing against you.
We often do pleasantries. When I say, how are you, Lloyd? I don't really care. I mean, I do. You know what I mean? We often do pleasantries. Forget that example. It's about a duke, Aloy.
No, but
we
like
often
you
do pleasantries. How are you in the street? You don't want somebody's life story, do you? Just a pleasantry.
I just think I've become too used to being on my own and being.
You
weird.
Have never been strong conversationally, and now you are. Yeah. You
and
are.
Then you've got an excuse.
Yeah. Now you're worse. Now you've got an excuse.
Now I've got like global pandemic.
I know what you mean.
Isn't anyone else?
I know
really?
What you mean. I have found myself bumping into somebody in the street and then just sort of standing there for 5 minutes into that and then going, right, see you then. Because you don't quite... You've lost the art of conversation.
I've lost the art of conversation.
Yeah, well, that's a good augur for the podcast. Stick with it. It can only get better through the series.
No, but...
So we've got frothy stories. But before we do, Lloyd, tell us about your life in Australia. What's been happening? What's the latest goss? You are our Australian correspondent.
I find myself in somewhat of a bind in that I sort of inadvertently put up photographs of my
Where's
bare feet.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought, thank God for that. I thought you'd done a bit of self-upskirting, up trouser legging. This wasn't that foot fetish page that we found some time ago with Kerry Pritchard-McLean, where my feet were on it and Greg's feet were on it, and everybody's sort of perving and discussing the feet, foot fanciers, you know,
admirers. You and Greg Davis. Scored pretty high, if I remember.
I can't remember how I scored, but it was around 4.24, I think, out of five.
What? Out of 100?
Out of five. Get that. Can you get the video of that, Barry?
Oh, yeah, that was
Yeah, we got
good.
That, yeah.
Get the Greg one and put that up on YouTube. We got the Froth YouTube channel, of course, for our what's the word? Exclusive. I was going to say exhaustive or extensive.
It is exhausting.
They are exhausting.
But have a look. Check it out, people, if you haven't already.
The Relentless.
YouTube channel.
Exclusive. Froth YouTube channel where we put up extended clips there. We'll put that one up, Barry. Stick that one up of us talking about Wikifeet with Greg, where we actually go on the site with him and check out where his feet are and give him his results. Live.
And let's try and get Lloyd, let's try and get your feet on there.
Was it one of those sites you uploaded your feet onto? Wikifeet, I think it was. Wikifeet.
No, I didn't. I think I just had like a couple of photos where I was on holiday or whatever.
Of your feet on holiday?
my full length.
Well,
God.
Well,
you put photos of your full length on the internet.
From top to toe.
Right. I mean, it's head to base, most people call it.
They don't call it head to base.
They've got tip to base, from tip to base, don't they? Including the shaft.
Oh, my God. Stop me with the penis chat. It's really weird.
So you put up normal pictures of you on holiday by the pool and things, right? And foot fetishists got hold of these pictures on the internet and they ran with it. And they got it. They started looking at your feet and examining them and judging them and, wow.
Yeah.
How do they get...
And now I'm getting messages from them and...
What are they saying?
Is this social media? Are they texting you, emailing? What have you... You didn't have your
phone? Yeah, they send you like a direct message saying, oh, lovely big feet.
You didn't write your phone number on your foot again when you took the photo.
Lloyd.
It's like a toilet wall your feet are sometimes.
Like a few years ago. Emoji with a tongue out like.
A few years ago, though, I can't remember which boxer it was, but he was pretty much guaranteed to lose the fight, and the Sun sponsored the soles of his boxing shoes.
Oh my God, I get that.
So you put your photos up, the foot fetishist got hold of your pictures somehow on social media, somebody then spread them around the foot community. What are the messages you've been getting? So these are direct messages, what, on Twitter, on...
No, like they're on Instagram.
Instagram.
Like direct messages from foot people.
Right, go on. Let's have one of the messages. You have got big feet. We should point out, what size feet are you again? Remind the listeners, like, they are massive.
12.
12, yeah.
You know what they say?
You're like the Allen of the feet world. You know what they say? You know what they do? You do know what they say.
Big feet, big socks.
Big socks, that's what they say, isn't it?
How big is a 12?
Eh?
Let's think about it. How big is a 12?
I don't need to think about it.
I do, because I don't know what you're talking about.
God, you really have lost the power of conversation.
How big is a 12? How big is a 12?
You haven't just lost the power of conversation. How big is a 12?
Yeah.
Well,
it's twice as big as a 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm 6.
Yeah.
So that's like this.
I'm an 8.5.
Are you?
I'm a 10. That's a 10.
Right, so 12
is... like that long, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That is pretty big.
He's pretty big. Alan's a 14. He tried to get into my trainers earlier, nearly broke him.
Someone sent me a message saying, can I lick your feet?
Oh.
Oh, no. It's a bit intrusive.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Right. I said ordinarily, yes, but not in a pandemic.
I tell you what, they're going to have a bit of time on their hands. They've got a spare weekend.
No, I'm going to get a couple of them together. They could do it in shifts.
Well, they'd love that. There's a tag team of foot fetishes licking your feet. I tell you what, go on. So one of them said, can I lick your feet?
My problem is I have no compunction. Like, I'm more than happy. I'm wondering whether I should monetize this because I don't mind people having photographs of my naked feet.
Can you monetize it? I don't know if you can. I mean, surely they can. I don't think there's a shortage of feet pictures on the internet for them to start paying you to see yours.
No, but I've got a friend who said that a friend of hers was earning quite a lot of money from doing like pictures of her feet to certain people, like bespoke pictures of feet, earning a fortune online.
Really? No.
Yeah, and she said,
can
she
we
said
find
she
out
was
a
off,
bit more about that, Barry?
She was off to get the pedicure herself. She said because she wanted a bit of that action. Just saying, it's just like sending.
Lloyd's not going to attract the same market. Don't worry about the pedicure. Don't worry about the pedicure. It's mainly farmers and people like that who are.
Why isn't everyone doing that then?
Not everyone's got the feet for it. You can't.
I haven't.
You've just got a bloody boring old size 6. Lloyd has got the foot of a freak. Archaeologists sometimes find his footprints and go, hang on a minute. We thought we'd found all the dinosaur prints.
Dinosaurs don't wear Clarks.
No, Lloyd when he's in his bare feet. Have you seen it?
Oh, right, no.
God, the fossil he leaves or whatever it is.
When you used to both live in Ealing and I used to come in and Lloyd had
I
left
lived
his
in
shoes.
We both lived in Ealing, but Lloyd's feet were in Greenford some of the time.
When I used to come in and Lloyd's shoes were behind the door, it would take quite a bit to get them out of the way.
I know, I used to tell him, don't leave them behind the door. We couldn't get the door open.
We couldn't get in once.
You had to just smash the door down to get over it. His shoes were behind there.
See a couple of canoeists running off with them over the shoulders.
Someone made like a montage of my feet because I had
who's doing this?
Wow.
Whoa,
what's that last
that.
One? It looks like an aquarium.
That's Lloyd's feet in front of a swimming pool. They do look like an aquarium. Look at that. They are huge, aren't they? Absolutely huge.
Wow.
So what are the fetishes saying? Can I lick your feet? What else have they said?
Sweet.
What else?
Emojis of footprints and then emojis of the, you know, the dribbling emoji.
Have they got a preference? Is one of your feet better than the other one?
I did have someone message me and say, do you have a club foot?
I'm guessing that's a good thing in their world, yeah? I'm guessing that's a bonus.
I said, I'll have whatever you want me to have.
Oh, I think you should monetize this, Lloyd, definitely.
Are you flattered, Lloyd?
Flat-footed?
No, flat. Are you flattered?
Is that a section? Is that a drop-down? Is that in the drop-down menu?
No, I'm not flattered.
Are you flat-footed?
That is.
I'm keeping it real.
Now you've piqued Barry's interest.
I'm off the mainstream.
I hate feet.
After this podcast...
I hate feet.
Oh, they're disgusting. Yeah, I hate feet with a passion.
Right, but I hate
my feet are all right.
Yeah,
my feet scored really highly on WikiFeet. They got like 4.4 or something, not 5.
If it wasn't for the whole walking thing, I'd have mine off.
Now then, are you ready for your first frothy story?
Yes.
Of course.
Now then, the aim, by the end of the show, Lloyd, I'm hoping that you will be on... I mean, I know this isn't live, but by the time this goes out, this podcast, the goal will be to get you on WikiFeet, where you and your feet belong. Now then, your first frothy story, are you ready? Listen to this. Here's the headline. I've only got the headline. I lost the story. I lost the sheet of paper. Mum branded cheeky cow after telling woman her dog was pooing everywhere. That's it. That's your first story.
Why she branded a cheeky cow? Oh, you don't know.
You know, she's branded a cheeky cow for telling somebody else that her dog was pooing everywhere. So it's like me going up to you and going, hey, Alan's pooing everywhere. And you're going, oh, you're a cheeky cow. That understandably made the papers.
You look confused.
That can't be the... That's
the headline.
The
wish you had more
story.
Details.
I mean, there was more story to it, but I lost it. So I had to give just a headline.
No. But why didn't I... I mean, I'm sure I could Google it and find the story.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I couldn't be bothered. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Somebody has... Basically, the story is somebody has called somebody else a cheeky cow. That's
a mum, no less.
A mum.
It's in the Birmingham Live here.
Ah, Birmingham Live. Get us the story then, Barry. Why not? Let's have a bit more details.
I'm just accepting some cookies, then I'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
It says, this is a moment. Oh, there's some video. I think it might be video attached to it as well, actually. But
it might have a video of the moment as she calls her a cheeky cow.
This is the moment. Ooh, a woman was branded a cheeky cow during a heated exchange with a dog walker whose pet was pooing in the street. Tracy Laycock was driving to a friend's house in Cavendish when she spotted the pooch doing its business on the pavement. In the footage, which can be viewed above, the woman of two can be heard saying, Duck, your dog's... Duck...
Do the accent, Barry.
Duck... Your dog's pooing everywhere. As the dog walker angrily responded, I always pick my bloody poo up, you cheeky cow. That's pretty much the story.
Why is it in the news?
What? Why is this in the news?
I don't know.
But I think just probably just because there's video of it.
Oh, right.
We should put the link up to that.
So in Birmingham, there was somebody walking a dog. The dog had a poo.
Yeah. And she went, Duck, your dog's pooing everywhere.
Look, your dog's pooing everywhere.
The other one says, I always pick my bloody poo up, you cheeky cow.
Birmingham Live.
Oh, and then she told Stoke-on-Trent Live. All the big stories. Hang on. But then she spoke to Stoke-on-Trent Live.
Obviously, once the local journals get hold of this.
I mean, this has gone as far as Staffordshire now.
This is shot up the M6.
She says the dog was that far behind her, and I didn't know she knew what it was doing. I was just saying, Duck, your dog's pooing everywhere. And
she
went off the
hand. Duck?
I don't know.
Maybe the dog was as tall as Alan. If he had a poo, you'd have to duck sometimes when he comes straight out the back.
I was just letting her know the dog was pooing. There was no malice in my voice.
Cheeky she called a duck.
I was a bit annoyed, but I carried on driving off. I looked at the camera and she was still standing there.
Yeah. And now I'm famous across three counties.
Do we have evidence that the poo was picked up?
I don't think it doesn't actually say. The 38-year-old here says, I'm really sick of being disrespected. I've got two of my own, and one of my dogs was a little loose outside someone's drive.
Was a little loose outside someone's drive.
So I took the dogs back, got some Dettol spray and brush and scrubbed it off. I wouldn't like that done outside my house.
Oh, loose, I see. So
I'm not going to lie, right? We'll have to do a round robin here. Lloyd, you've had dogs in the past, haven't you?
Yes.
Barry?
Yeah.
Massive dog over there.
With often loose stools.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you something
about
that.
If your dog was a little loose outside somebody's drive, I'm going to give you multiple choice. Would you A, leave it, because loose ones are really horrible to pick up. So do a little check up and down the street. Nobody watching. on your way. B, pick it up. Horrible, sludgy. Oh, slimes across the pavement. Horrible, horrible to pick up. Bag it up and put it in a dog fouling bin. Or if you didn't have access to one of those, a general purpose, general waste bin. 3, go home, get Dettol, brushes and scrub it all up. Just like that.
Depends how far away I lived.
As if.
It depends how far away I lived.
If Rosie shat outside our house like that, you wouldn't even bloody get dead on stuff and pick it up.
Our house is different. I have no care attention to our house.
All right, next door neighbour's house. Would you do that?
Yeah, it's rude.
Next door but one?
Yeah.
Next door but two?
I don't know them.
Oh, so that's when it comes down, if you don't know them.
Yeah.
Right.
Or how far away we live.
Next door but two, I've just told you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a rural area. Think of a street.
That's a bit far, isn't it?
Think of a street in a humdrum town.
If I was out for the day, like if I'd driven somewhere, I wouldn't go back to get Dettol. Do you know what I mean?
Barry, what would you do? Your dog's been a little... Alan's been a little loose.
Yeah. Well,
let's face it, that could possibly have blocked their drive.
When I hear the word loose, though, I don't...
Like a mudslide. Can
you see Alan?
Yeah.
You see him? Of course you could see him.
No, but is he like Harvey, the invisible rabbit? He's so big.
Unfortunately, Alan's got a very delicate stomach. You wouldn't know it to look at him. But he's got a very delicate stomach. And he did have...
You wouldn't know it to look at him. he doesn't look like a dog with a delicate stomach.
And he did have some loose stools. And I was walking him and along the street where there were some restaurants, people sat outside, and he went to crouch. And I was like, oh, I know what's coming up here. And it was horrific.
You're like a mystic, Barry, aren't you?
And I felt really...
You're like a fortune teller.
I felt really embarrassed.
We don't need a crystal ball here, do we? He's crouched up and his face is strained.
No,
you don't need to be, Mystic Meg for this one.
But I knew what it, I knew it was going to be loose.
Oh, I see. You knew it was going to be loose.
I knew it was going to be loose.
And how did you know it was going to be loose?
Because he's had a bad stomach and they'd been loose for the last couple of days.
Right.
And I'm like, not on the pavement, because at least if it's like on grass, you can dig a bit underneath it and get
gouge,
it. But not
gouge.
On pavement, you got no chance. So, and I'm considering all this as he does this horrific number two outside a restaurant on the pavement. And just to make it worse, a French man walks past, stops, looks at it, looks at me and went, "That will be difficult to pick up," and walks off. I was like, thanks. I know.
Merci beaucoup,
mate. And then after I got the bag out, I just smeared it around trying to lift up liquid. It's disgusting. "That will be difficult to pick up."
Oh, Rosie used to go almost exclusively for the first few years of her life. It felt like that she would only go, living in London, she would only go outside cafes and like terraces.
It's so embarrassing.
It is
like,
embarrassing.
That's what it felt like. She would only go there.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
Awful. Awful. Anyway, what would you do, right?
I think I would knock on their door.
And say what?
I would say that. I've got good news and bad news.
And all right, I'll be the homeowner. What's the good news?
I am going to clean it up.
Well, just say that. Apropos
can
nothing.
Can I use your Dettol? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think I would knock on their door and say,
"What's the bad news? I've killed again in the street."
It's very much hoping they go bad news first.
My dog has done an incredibly viscous shit.
You're not beating around the bush, you?
Outside your property. And
incredibly viscous.
If you give me the cleaning products, I'll do the best I can. What you need is a kettle full of...
Let's see if it's on the board.
Boiling hot water.
Let's see if it's on the board. Your dog's done an incredibly viscous shit, and if you give me the cleaning products, I'll clean it up. Is it on the board? Ma!
No, you need a kettle of freshly boiled water.
Yeah, you do. A kettle of freshly boiled water. What else do you need?
Bleach.
Like? What's that?
Some
bleach.
Bleach.
Yeah.
And a harsh brush.
Yeah, like a wire brush. Or a brittle, stiff brush.
Yeah.
Walk away.
It's good advice here on the floor. Good advice here.
What if you knock on the door and the person is whose home is like shit at housework and it gives you the wrong tools, like gives you a hoover or
hoover?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, my dad.
How shit have you got to be at housework? My dog's had an incredibly viscous shit out in the street there. How bad at housework have you got to give them a hoover?
But well,
we got this. We got this Dyson. Yeah. I don't know what it's for. But...
feather duster any good?
What about this pledge?
Some people are like with cleaning. You know, they get the wrong tools.
I know some people are bad at cleaning. You're bad at cleaning. I'm bad at cleaning. We are not good at cleaning. But no, I wouldn't give somebody a hoover to hoover up an incredibly viscous shit in the street.
You never know.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go with either kettle builders, of water, some bleach, that kind of
builders
thing.
Builders use, what's his face? That guy, the Henry Hoover, to build a...
hoover up viscous shit.
No, but dust.
Dust's all right.
A couple of hundred years.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with hoovering up building dust with a Henry Hoover?
You are.
What's wrong with hoovering up building dust with a Henry Hoover?
Well, it's not what they were designed for. Isn't it? It's not. You shouldn't have one on a building site, really.
I think...
Very really, we're all speechless on this programme. Very really, we're all speechless.
You shouldn't have a Henry Hoover
on a building site.
Henry himself isn't sentient, so he doesn't really know where he is.
He's got a built-in hard hat. If ever there was a Hoover to have on a building site, it's Henry.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Drunk eBay shopper mortified when obscene rude purchase arrives the next day. Okay.
Like the sound of this.
Right. A man has been left feeling mortified after his drunken online shopping exploits left him with an embarrassing and quite frankly suspicious looking delivery. The anonymous eBayer turned to online shopping to drown his sorrows after watching England lose in the Euro 2020 final against Italy, which was, of course, a sad evening for many. Okay? You might not be aware of this, Lloyd, living in Australia and being Welsh and everything, but there was a Euro 2020 football tournament. It only took place recently in 2021. England lost to Italy in the final. Mm-hmm. Barry, very sad for an Englishman.
I was very sad.
This man got drunk watching the game, and then to drown his sorrows, he went on eBay. Are we with it? Okay.
But eBay doesn't... What? eBay's not instant.
Oh, you mean it's not instant gratification? No, yeah. But you still get the satisfaction of buying something and then the anticipate. So you don't
but
get the instant treat. I know what you mean.
But also, bids happen in like 3 days, so it's not... It's really...
No, there's a buy it now, there's a buy it now.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't answer for him. I don't know him, and he was drunk, and he's disappointed, he's sad. He's gone on
okay,
eBay.
Go on,
that's how he's chosen to drown his sorrows. There's many other things he could have done.
Yeah.
Gone for a bit of retail therapy, hasn't he?
For a bit of a boost.
For a bit of a boost, okay. Right? While most people use shopping therapy to purchase snazzy new clothes...
Snazzy.
...or designer items...
That's what eBay is, isn't it? It's either snazzy clothes or designer items.
Most people use shopping therapy to purchase snazzy new clothes or even designer items, such as watches or other jewellery. In case you were wondering, what kind of
bracelets,
thing?
Bracelets, necklaces.
Yeah, bracelet, for example, yeah.
Clasps.
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 Brooch.
Yeah. I mean, that's classic cheer me up shopping, that is.
What's a clasp?
I'm going to buy a clasp, I'm so fed up.
Lloyd.
Oh, fuck this, I'm off to buy a clasp. The only way I'll get...
Is a clasp a piece of jewellery? Is it a piece of jewellery?
What, a clasp?
Clasp, yeah.
I think it's part of a brooch.
Yeah. Without it, it would just be a ring.
If you go out for a romantic dinner and you open a box and it's a clasp. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, spoiler alert, it's your birthday coming soon.
It's not, though. That's how bad you are.
It's not, which gives me plenty of time to find a good clasp.
Get a brooch to go with it.
He's turned to online shopping, right? But instead of purchasing snazzy clothes or even designer items such as a clasp, right? For reasons which even he can't explain. That's the real
thing. Oh, here we go. What's he bought? Butt plug? Big old butt plug.
Hope so.
Yes, nothing cheers you up like a butt plug after a disappointing match.
So it takes your mind off it.
No, but
after
only,
a disappointing final, nothing cheers you up like
buying
a butt plug.
It, but putting a bid on it.
Yeah? It's not a butt plug, so that's just
right.
Lloyd's.
What is it?
That was Lloyd's pontification. Right? For reasons even he can't explain, he found himself purchasing a life size sex doll.
Oh, okay.
On eBay.
On eBay.
Exactly.
On eBay.
Fucking hell.
Second hand. I mean, in reasons I can't even explain. I think I can explain it. I don't know if he needs help explaining what's going on. I think I can explain why he's bought a life-size sex doll. Where's your partner? Why have you bought this life-size sex doll? I honestly, if I knew that, I'd be the happiest man alive. Yeah. I just don't know. I can't even explain it myself.
1 minute, I have my head in my hands after the penalties. Next minute she turns
next
up.
Thing.
Looking like, next looking thing surprised.
Next thing I know, I've pressed buy it now on a life size sex doll on eBay.
Yeah, I don't know who looks more surprised, me or the sex doll.
If that was a local newspaper, there'd be definitely a picture of both of them like this. Yeah.
Well, you wait till you see the pictures.
If you are buying a sex doll, then you have to go life size.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't be getting one to scale.
You can't have giant.
Yeah. Well, you can't have like a modern version of Humble off place to go to.
Oh. Humble was terrible.
The man, you wait till you see the picture. The man who hails from Colville in Leicestershire, I know Colville, Leicestershire, says he then headed off to bed to sleep off the heavy boozing session before forgetting all about his rather unusual purchases.
It's not that unusual, is it?
Well, in fact, it wasn't until the next day when he received a shipping notification confirming his purchase was on its way. You know, you get those notifications saying your purchase is on its way. I've had some several times this week myself. Not for a sex doll, mine was for a tent.
Yeah, to scale.
Right. Confirming his purchase was on its way, that he remembered that. That's when he remembered it. It wasn't until he received the shipping notification that he remembered.
There's actually a similarity between tents and sex dolls in that you can buy them with a three-man capacity.
There's also a big flap at the front.
And sometimes at the back, if you're lucky.
Hey! Whoa!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, the one I've got has got a hole for a stovepipe.
Now tell us about your tent.
Yeah, so what did he do?
Right, so he's got the shipping notification. He's remembered that the sex doll is on its way. That he's bought a sex doll. By this time, it was too late to cancel it, he says.
Possibly.
To make matters worse, he says the packaging was far from discreet and he was out at work when it was delivered to his new neighbour. There it is.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Not like even in a box.
It looks like a crash test dummy.
Just to let the listeners know, it's essentially, well, it's a doll that's wrapped in brown paper. You can even see the breasts.
It looks like
a
sex doll, human shape, completely wrapped as a human shape in brown paper. Like a mummy. Mummified in brown paper with a big label on the front.
You know the positioning of a sex doll when they've got their arms like this and the mouth? Yes, you can totally see it.
Yes, they are usually sort of in a position, an accommodating, arms outstretched, welcoming. A welcoming position, the sex doll generally, isn't it?
Is it?
That is what we've got here wrapped in brown paper. You can see it on the on the video.
Imagine getting that delivered. Yeah, I'll take it.
It arrived in the post earlier than expected today, and needless to say, I am mortified. I was at work, so my neighbour, who has just moved in...
Not staying long.
That's hilarious.
My neighbour who's just moved in agreed to sign for it because
That's
I was
so
out.
Funny.
To add to my horror, I dread to know what she is thinking.
So he went round there, went, what? Hi, I think you've got a parcel for me. Hi, it's Mike, by the way, from next door. Nice to meet you.
The shopper
also,
admitted,
can I get a plus one for your upcoming housewarming?
I think you've already met him, actually.
The shopper admitted that as soon as he opened the creepy purchase, he immediately wanted to get rid of it, but couldn't face the embarrassment of taking it back to the post office.
Can you imagine in the queue?
Or being spotted at the dump.
Nick Berry.
Very difficult. Yeah, what skip does that go in?
Oh, God. Oh.
I opened it up and, oh, my God, it's hideous. I don't know what to do with it. I'm so embarrassed. What do I do with
it? How much was it?
I don't know yet. We haven't got to that. I can't sell it on Facebook Marketplace, as that would involve getting it out of the house. Neighbours seeing it. Returning it under eBay's return policy and would involve going to the post office, a.k.a. social suicide. I mean, that's true of going to the post office generally.
Do you know what? Do you know what I would do if I was in his situation?
What's that?
I would dress it in some unwanted clothes, you know, that I was going to donate to charity or something.
Lloyd, yeah. This is a film.
I would put it in a black bag, or if I didn't have a black bag, like a sleeping bag or something, then I would go to my
Have you killed before?
Yeah, this is very well thought out.
I would dissolve it in a bath of acid, just saying.
I'll take out his teeth and cut off his fingertips.
Break its legs, put it in the boot. Like, what?
I've dressed it. It's dressed now, right? Is it in clothes?
It's dressed now. I mean, your fashion sense is pretty bad, so it's dressed now in some of your hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
So it's dressed like you, circa 2014.
get in a sleeping bag or black bag or something. Yeah. Then I'd go to the nearest Primark, walk in.
Just leave it.
Confident.
Yeah. Have you got it with you? Have you got the sex doll with you?
Yeah,
at the moment?
No, it's with me. I'm walking into the shop, but it's in the bag. It's hidden.
Oh, and how are you going to hide its feet? Because it's got your shoes on, remember?
Why have you dressed like you?
It's got a bit of your old size 12 sticking out the bottom of the bag.
I've put clothes on it.
All right,
so you haven't
dressed it like you.
So you've got his clothes
in effect.
Found.
Right.
Yeah.
Any clothes?
It looks like Lloyd circa 2014. Right. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Put it in the window with the other mannequins and walk out whistling and twiddling my thumbs.
Ah.
I mean,
that's very clever.
Is a brilliant. Why don't you just stick a knife in it and then put it in the bin? That's what I'm doing.
Lloyd, have you got rid of a sex doll in Primark before?
Why would you stick a knife in it before putting it in the bin?
Imagine getting caught at that point.
Are they inflatable? I didn't mean I was going to stab it. Let's stab him up. I mean, aren't they inflatable? Don't you?
But that would be worse, wouldn't it? Worse than someone catching you with a sex doll. He's going, I don't know why I ordered this. I've got to get rid of it. And someone walks in just as you're stabbing the sex doll. Oh, my God. What are they into?
It's better than Lloyd smuggling him out looking like a mini-me of 2014. Massive feet. Looking like a twin.
Why is it in a sleeping bag? Just to cover it. To hide it.
Stick a knife in it just to let it down.
No, the sleeping bag.
But why don't you just deflate it and put it in the bin?
Rod.
Yeah.
Wait, it's 2021 now. It's not like inflatable sex dolls anymore.
I haven't kept up with the technology. What do they make them with these days, Lloyd?
Well, they've got fully pausable joints. They've got silicone.
What's yours? Carbon fibre. Super strength and that lightweight, so you can take it on tour with you.
You try and put a knife in a modern day sex doll and it's going to disarm you and then sit in your face.
They're all martial arts trained, are they, these days?
That one doesn't look like it has mobile joints, though. That's like a normal sex doll.
They're quite realistic, the new ones.
Look at the picture when they got...
Oh, it is one of the new ones.
All right.
Yeah. You're not putting a knife in that.
You fancy her, Lloyd, dude, taking a bit of a shine to her. Look at this. It says, going to the tip, says the guy, going to the tip would be double social suicide.
Why?
Whatever that is. Not to mention if the police pull me over thinking I'm disposing of a real body. Does anyone know if Colville Tip has CCTV?
Where's he asking that?
On some forum about trying to get rid of it. Does anyone have any other suggestions? Hey, Lloyd, we'll certainly be putting yours forward. Smuggling him into Primark and putting him in with the other mannequins.
That's such a dodgy thing to ask.
Unsurprisingly, people were left bemused by the drunken mishap, with several Facebook users even offering to take it off his hands.
Oh.
I've had one a rough day, owner. Says one. This is from one poster on a forum responding. Said, I've had a rough day. Thank you for cheering me up. LOL. Find a farmer's field. Oh, my God.
What?
Find a farmer's field and put it under the cattle grid. Somebody's done that before. What a
really specific.
It's really specific. Why?
I don't know. Well, another commented, use it as a burglar alarm when you're out. Stand it up so its shadow can be seen. That's from Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, that's from Home Alone. That's Home Alone from Magic. Is it Magic Johnson? I can't remember.
Yeah, something like
Michael
that.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Meanwhile, one genuinely helpful commenter tried to help by offering the man a 60-inch TV box that could be... We have a box for a 60-inch telly that needs to go. If you message me privately, we'll come, get it in the box, take her away and throw her on the bonfire.
Flipping it. You can't burn
You really can get everything on the internet these days, can't you?
You can't burn that.
She's not a witch.
Yeah, all the chemicals.
I meant chemically. not morally.
While it is unclear what became of the sex doll's fate, we're pretty sure the man will be staying away from eBay after one too many drinks from now on.
No, he won't. He'll be back on there immediately.
You ready for your next frothy story?
Yeah.
Woman with world's largest mouth awarded Guinness World Record.
Okay.
A woman who found fame on TikTok. It's where everyone's at these days. Thanks to her unusually large mouth, has officially been crowned the world's largest female mouth by Guinness World Records. Samantha Ramsdell amassed an impressive 1.7 million followers on the video sharing app. How many have you got on TikTok, Lloyd? You're the youngest person I know. You're on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
Why are you laughing at that? You're on Instagram.
You're on Instagram, Lloyd.
With your feet, your sexy feet on there. You're laughing at TikTok. You've put pictures of your feet up for fetishists. 1.7 million followers on the video sharing
app. How big's your mouth? Come on, cut to the cheese.
I'm getting to it. Thanks to clips of her fitting a range of large items in her mouth, including an entire portion of large McDonald's fries.
Entire portion.
But do you mean like width-wise or length?
We'll get on to that. The 31-year-old from Connecticut in the United States previously claimed to have the world's biggest mouth. Now it's finally been officiated.
You can't go shouting your big mouth off about that without proof.
Yeah. If I had advice for anyone who had a large body part, here we go, Lloyd, this is for you. Your feet, I was talking about. That's that.
What?
Well, you were laughing because you thought we were talking about his...
No, I was laughing at his feet.
Okay. If I had advice for anyone who had a large body part or something really unique and they wanted to go for the Guinness World Records title, do you know what the advice would be from Samantha?
Do it.
What?
Go for it.
Alan's getting loads of lights out of the box.
Sorry.
What is happening to our house? I'm trying to do a podcast here. There's a pine cone over there. There's an eggshell down there. And Alan's putting up some festoon lighting. It says here that her mouth is 6.52 centimetres. It's nothing, is it?
Doesn't sound like
about that much. Okay, nice little exchange here. Look, somebody else says 6.52 centimetres is just over 2.5 inches. That isn't that big. I think they may have this wrong. Somebody else goes, yes, they have. I just double checked, says Angel Speed. It's not the width, it's top to bottom. The biggest male mouth is 4 inches top to bottom.
No way.
JB65 is my favourite commenter. I've not read this piece, but I'm guessing that a new low has been reached. Worse than the star.
Why is he commenting when he hasn't read it?
I've not read this.
I've not read it, but what a new low in journalism.
he's got a point.
Right, those are your three frothy stories. We have drunk eBay shopper mortified when obscene rude purchase arrives the next day. The man who bought the sex doll, mummified sex doll that went to his neighbour and he can't get rid of it. We've got the mum-branded cheeky cow after telling woman her dog was pooing everywhere. Or you've got the woman in there with the biggest mouth in the world finally recognised by Guinness and made official. Which of those? Which one do you want, Sean? Which one do you think is the frothiest of those, the biggest non-story?
The woman who shouted at another woman...
The mum who's been branded a cheeky cow after telling a woman her dog was pooing everywhere.
Yes.
Lloyd?
That is the most sort of inconsequential of the stories, but my favourite story is the sex doll.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we are going for the mum branded cheeky cow after telling a woman her dog was pooing everywhere. Congratulations, you are Froth of the Week. Thank you very much, Lloyd Langford.
Thanks, Lloyd.
If any of your listeners want photographs or videos of my feet, then obviously just hit me up directly.
How much are you charging?
I reckon I would give them up to £15 or £20.
I don't think you've quite worked out the business model on this yet. Lloyd, thank you very much. We will.
Thanks,
can we get some
love.
Pictures of your feet just for the Froth social media?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, we'll get some lovely pictures of your... Barry, should we get some of all our feet, maybe?
Not mine. No. Mine are awful.
Oh, no,
Barry
hates
me. Not your clogs.
He looks like Mr. Tumnus.
We should have like everyone's feet and yours is just a picture of clogs.
Not your cloven hooves. Tumnus. Thank you very much, Lloyd Langford, Barry Castagnoli producing and joining in, Sean Harris. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lloyd.
See you next week.
Bye, Lloyd.
Goodbye.
I've started saying see you next week. I don't think I did that before in the past either. Never mind, I like it. See you next week.
Mix it up.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can find us at The Froth Podcast and our YouTube channel, where you'll get extra froth content.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars and spread the word if you enjoyed it.
This podcast was a Flan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.